Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go on the Apple and Google stores, download our app. Why do you download our app? For one thing, you'll take Devil Radio with you wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows very conveniently. And also, I'll tell you this, if you get this signal on 1580 AM, an AM signal is different from an FM signal. An AM signal is really, really influenced by the sun, the sun's electromagnetic waves, FM signal not. So the AM signal, once it gets dark like this for the winter, the FCC requires us to power down at sunset for very good reason. Somebody called me the other day and pointed out that, you know, some of these signals get lost up in the ionosphere, and right, okay. But the main thing is that without solar interference, an AM signal can go around the world, go to Europe, go to Asia, can also go to AM stations in Texas and New York and Michigan and Florida, and theirs can come into ours and bust up our reception. So what they're saying is, guys, okay, when it gets dark, we're not going to have the gunfight at the OK Corral, and you may end up, instead of getting 1580, getting an AM signal from Galveston, Texas, and they may end up getting yours. We are going to do this in an orderly fashion. So you definitely should download the app if you're getting this on the AM signal. If it's the FM signal, you should also. The other thing is go on our website and click on Support Devil Radio. That was there at the request of listeners. There are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day. Every day in the state, pushing Trump, pushing the big lie, pushing the attack on our democracy, pushing things, for instance, like getting rid of your ability to vote for Secretary of State and Treasurer. Do you know that? There's going to be a constitutional amendment coming out of the Republicans to do that. Also, that your vote in the presidential election will be advisory. The gerrymandered legislature will pick the electors. All of this is part of what they're doing. The one station that stands up loud, proud, and strong is this one. You're not going to hear a stronger voice than coming out of all of the programming on this station. So if that interests you, click on Support Devil Radio. Okay, we go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, it's still amazing that the cheat of Caligula, Donald Trump, is still has the power he does. But it's just that the Republicans, I'm amazed that these people that, you know, talk about liberty and freedom are so willing to turn themselves over to the authoritarians that the Republicans certainly would be. That the only liberty that apparently that registers for some of them is gun rights, and the Republicans would be perfectly happy once they achieve power is to strip the gun rights away of people, you know, to keep, you know, maintain themselves in power. That some of this is alien to Wisconsin, and some of it is not. I mean, that it's interesting of note, and this is with some of these imports to Wisconsin come from, and Scott Walker and the Fitzgerald boys, neither of them were born in Wisconsin. That Wisconsin is not apparently in their blood, and maybe that's a shallow dig, but that they certainly don't care about, you know, the liberty that Wisconsin was founded in. That Wisconsin was anti-slavery before it even came into the Union. That resisted the Fugitive Slave Act as long as it could, and the current crop of Republicans would happily, have joined the Confederacy, I think.
Yeah, you're raising a very good point, and many people don't realize this, but just hear me out on this one and hear Mark out on this one. You know, they are going to put on the ballot that there's a constitutional amendment. It'll pass the legislature, gerrymandered constitutional amendment, that the Secretary of State of Wisconsin, the treasurer appointed by the governor. And if that passes, then the courts can't do anything about it. That's what would be the case. You'd give up that right. The gerrymandered legislature, if Clayfish gets in, will pass something that says that the legislature picks the electors for president. And, you know, you can vote in a primary, but it's not binding. And she won't say how she's going to go on that, if she'll sign it or not. It's a pretty clear indication to me that she would let that go through and sign it. But when you talk about gun rights, Mark, let me tell you something. The only party that protects gun rights is the Democratic Party. There are more combat medals in union halls than in hedge fund conference rooms or country clubs. And I'll tell you what, there are a lot more deer hunters in union halls than anywhere else. That is the Democratic Party, combat veterans and hunters. Why do you think the Patriot Act was passed? The Patriot Act was passed, among other things, to get at terrorists, and I agree with that 100%. But if there is a, quote, state of emergency of some sort, the Republicans, absolutely, the authoritarian wing, will take away your gun rights. They don't want an insurrection. I don't know if you realize this, but throughout history, the idea of the right to bear arms of people was a liberal idea. The medieval kings made it could be a capital offense for a peasant to own a sword. They didn't want the peasantry rising up to kill their knights and kill the king. Why do you think there's a Second Amendment? Because George Washington, the rest, put it in and said the right to the people to bear arms. Because you couldn't do that under a king. Are you kidding me? He was afraid he'd be killed. The authoritarian, the military tribunals that they want, set up, like this gal over in Michigan, wants a military tribunal, wanted Trump to set it up to stop the Georgia runoff, stop the certification. Military tribunals in Myanmar and everywhere else in Asia and Africa, they do not permit guns in the hands of the average person. They do not want that check on their power. If you think by voting for authoritarian Republicans that you're protecting your right, your gun rights and your right to own guns, you need to read a little more history, Jack, okay? Because if you were a peasant, a working person in the Middle Ages, they caught you with a sword, they kill you. Why did George Washington and the rest of them have to stick the Second Amendment in? Because kings don't want their subjects to be armed. And we don't have a king, and we're not subjects. But if you vote for authoritarian Republicans, they can grin and dance for you. But when push comes to shove, if they're in power and they don't like what they're hearing, your gun rights will be taken away. Under any Democratic administration, they will never be taken away, because union halls have more combat medals and more hunters than anywhere else. And that is the heart of the Democratic Party. Okay. One shameful thing, Joe Biden's about to get on a plane. He delayed to go to Rome, Rome, Italy. I've been to Rome, Italy. It's great, great restaurants. And you know what I love about Rome, Italy? Their restaurants don't even open up till 9 o'clock at night. And they eat till 2 in the morning. It's very civilized. You sit out there on a balmy evening in Rome, sun overhead, I did, right next to the Colosseum. Outstanding little sidewalk restaurant, spaghetti. I like spaghetti. And you sit there, terrific, terrific. Why are they going to Rome? He's going to Rome because the G20 is meeting there. What's the G20? What happened to the G7? What happened to the G8? The G8 used to be the 8 countries, the largest economies in the world. Then they kicked Russia out for invading Ukraine. Now it's the G7. The G20 are not the, they're not all as wealthy as the G7 and all that, but Mexico's in it, for instance, but Brazil's in it. But in any event, they talk about a lot of issues. And then he is going to Glasgow, Scotland for a climate change conference, Joe Biden. And he wanted to go and be able to say, I have pushed through hard and soft infrastructure. We now have paid family leave, and we now have a climate plan, and it would have been great. Because the Republican Party opposes the soft infrastructure, And because there are two Democratic senators who are really crypto Republicans, Manchin and Sinema, we're not going to have what Biden wants for soft infrastructure. And because of the Working Families Party, who are impersonating Democrats by saying they're Democrats, they're a separate party, they will not push through the hard infrastructure. He will have nothing. Then he's going to show up in Glasgow, Scotland. They're going to say, well, what have you done on climate change? They already know. They read the paper. They'll say, well, Manchin won't let us do anything. That's the flat out fact. Okay. Everything I just said is a flat out fact. Now, what can we do about that? What can we do about that? We can keep fighting. I think we're going to need more senators, and we have suddenly got to pass the hard infrastructure at least. And, the Working Families Party, these people, there's 90 of them. 60 just do it as a fake because they want to appease progressives in their districts. 30 of them are hardcore. Somebody's going to have to take them behind the woodshed. Somebody's going to have to take them behind the woodshed. They're not sticking up for the United States. A little polling data that should put this in perspective. 2024 election, Republican primary. Latest data coming in. If there's a primary, Trump gets 47%. Pence gets 13%. DeSantis gets 12%. This is winner take all. If Trump gets 47% in states, he gets all of the votes at the convention. He will be the nominee. Runs against Biden. I think Biden can beat him. If Biden doesn't run, I do not think Kamala Harris will be our nominee. I don't think she can be our nominee. She should be our nominee. And who else do we have? We better cultivate people pretty quick. Pretty darn quick. Because if Trump gets back in, and if, God forbid, Clayfish got in as governor of Wisconsin, you know what you'd be voting for? You'd be voting for head of the Little League Support Society. That's it. That's the only vote you'd have. That's the only vote you'd have. Okay, we're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.